The question today is, what does the Bible say about hell? I guess the most used passage about hell in the Bible is here in the book of Luke, chapter number 16, verse 19. And from verses following that, I want to just read and gives us a little bit of idea about what hell is like, because Jesus said these words. And then also we'll try to deal with some things the Bible says about hell. In other words, what it's like and where it's at and those type things. And it'll take more than one part to do that. So let's look at Luke chapter 16, verse 19, where the Bible says, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Now that's the most used story concerning hell, and the text that's used more times than any about hell. But hell, as we think about hell, what is hell as far as the Bible? I mean, what does the Bible have to say about hell? The Bible says in the book of Matthew 25:41, "Then shall he say," and Jesus is giving a story here about the tares and the wheat in essence, and the goats and the sheep. "But then shall he say also to them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." That everlasting fire, of course, is the termination of hell, and then, of course, the lake of fire, which is everlasting fire. It's even beyond hell. We'll get into that in a moment. But there we find that God prepared hell for the devil and his angels, those that fell whenever Lucifer was cast out of heaven and a third of the angels followed him. God prepared it for him and his followers, his angels. He never did prepare hell for man. And yet, the Bible talks about the fact that man does enter into hell. He will have to enter into hell. Now, hell comes from two words. There's two words, a Greek word and a Hebrew word. The Greek word is the word Sheol, or the Greek word is the word Hades, and the Hebrew word is the word Sheol. They're equivalent words. They're both translated hell as far as that is concerned. They're identical, in fact. But the words mean a place of the unseen world. Now, in the Old Testament time, it was the place where all the dead went. Therefore, often it was spoken of as a grave. It's translated as a grave in some places, where all human activities cease. Now, to the natural man who judges from appearance, it seems there's no more than just the grave. It's the end or total cessation of all activity. But you realize something, there is a spirit and soul that leaves out of a body at death. And when man dies, there's that separation. Body goes to the grave, the unseen world, and spirit and soul goes to wherever their eternal home will be today. Now, in the Old Testament time, of course, there was two compartments in Sheol or in Hades, because that was the place called Abraham's bosom. We know that the rich man, as we just read in the text, looked across a gulf that separated the two and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And that really is paradise, the same place that Jesus told the thief, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And they descended into the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Jesus went to paradise, which was equivalent to Abraham's bosom. But you notice that was in Hades, the Greek word. Sheol, the Hebrew word. But there was also a burning compartment in which the rich man was in that we call hell. And then there's Abraham's bosom, which is a paradise compartment. There was a gulf that separated And the Bible said the rich man saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Now, the Bible tells us very plainly in John 3:3, he says, there Jesus answered and said unto Nicodemus, of course, that came to him, wanting to know what he must do to be saved. Well, he talked about miracles, really, but Jesus discussed the fact that he need to be born again. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Therefore, Abraham's bosom was not the kingdom of God yet, because the rich man saw a cross into Abraham's bosom and even saw Lazarus there. Now, after Jesus died, was descended into the heart of the earth, we've dealt with this before, but as he descended into the heart of the earth, he went to paradise compartment with the thief, and he, after 3 days and three nights, he emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth and carried paradise to the third heaven. And therefore, now we have the kingdom of God within man, and the lost people, those who've never been born again, cannot see across the cup that separates the two. Old Testament time they could, but today all that's in the heart of the earth is a burning compartment, or what we refer to as hell. It's hell. And so therefore, hell was a place that was made for the devil and his angels. God never intended for man to go to that place and wasn't prepared for man. Now, Revelation 21:27 talks about heaven and the new Jerusalem, if you please. And he says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Means only the saved are going to be enter into the New Jerusalem or into heaven. Nothing is going to enter into heaven that defiles. So therefore, man that rejects the blood of Jesus or rejects the light that God gives him has no choice but to be cast in the lake of fire because of the fact, or into hell, because he's defiled. God is not going to let anyone enter into heaven or into the New Jerusalem that defiles. And if man's born defiled, he's born separated from God because of Adam's sin, and therefore, unless something transpires, unless he becomes a new creature in Christ, unless he's born again, he will not enter heaven. So therefore, God has no choice but send him to the place that which he prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, the Bible says this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse number 11 through 16. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue unto night till wine inflame them, and the harp, and the viol, and the tabret, and the pipe, and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operations of his hands. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst. He's talking about a nation that's sinning against God, going against God, and debauchery and revelry is in their lives, and so as a result of that sin in their lives, those who are defiled and would defile if they entered heaven, they're not going to enter. God said in Isaiah chapter 5, verse number 11, therefore, because of they've sinned, because they have chosen to sin and go against God, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. In other words, and the mean men shall be brought down, and the mighty men shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. In other words, God said hell is enlarging itself. Why? Because man chooses to go against God. Man chooses to sin and chooses to be defiled and stay defiled. He rejects light, and therefore God has no choice but to send man to the place that he only prepared for the devil and his angels. As some people say, well, some's chosen to heaven and some to hell. God never made hell for man. He made hell for the devil and his angels. But when man rejects the light that God so gloriously and graciously has given him, then God has no choice but to enlarge hell to receive those that reject God's wonderful gift of grace. And so therefore hell is enlarging itself because man reject the light of God and God's goodness. Now, there's a representative list given of those that's going to be in hell. When it talks about this in verse number 21, chapter 21 of Revelation, verse number 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And of course, this is even beyond what we call hell. This is in Gehenna. You see, there's Sheol and Hades, which is the burning compartment of hell. today, but yet there is another compartment called Gehenna, which is the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, which means eternal separation from God forever in that place. And he lists those, and it's just a representative list, but the fearful, unbelieving, those who've never been saved, in other words, are there. The abominable. See, men would buy a house. If you were buying a house in a neighborhood, you'd want to check who's next door to you. You wouldn't want the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters. But yet, if you reject the light God gives you and disbelieve the truths God gave you, and just the fearful to step out on the truth that God gives you, then you're going to wind up in the lake of fire, which is Gehenna, which is the eternal abode with the abominable. And you'll be there, your neighbors, forever and ever and ever. Because man rejected the life that God gives him. God has no choice but send you to the place of hell, which is hell, of course, being like the county jail. And then, of course, there will be a great white throne judgment where hell will give up all the dead. And they'll be burning in the fire for all the years, however long they may have died. But since they've died, until the great white throne judgment, then they will be judged and proved guilty, and the gavel will come down convicted. They'll have no excuse, no leg to stand on, if you please, of justification to enter into heaven. And then God will cast them in the lake of fire, Revelation 20 said. Cast them, that means fling with force in the lake of fire, which is the eternal abode, the lake of which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, as separation from God forever and ever. So therefore, hell today is in the heart of the earth. It is a burning compartment. It is like the county jail waiting for the great white throne judgment where all men will stand. Even those that will be caught up at that time that may not have been in yet too much of hell for too long a period of time will still stand before the great white throne judgment. And awesome it will be as earth, heaven and earth fled away from Revelation 20 said. And men, but they'll stand there trying to justify themselves. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Cast out devils in thy name? Done many works in thy name? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. You never were saved. You rejected life. And as a result, he will cast them in the lake of fire, which is the eternal abode there in that day. May the Lord help us to see that hell is a real place, only prepared for the devil and his angels, but is enlarging itself because men are rejecting the gracious light that God has given them, that they may be saved and escape the awful depths of hell, and the eternal fire. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.